T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A partly cloudy sky now and 77 degrees. Authorities are investigating after a man's body was found near the Arkansas River in South Wichita Saturday morning. A person called 911 to report what they thought was a dead body in a tree line next to the river in the area of Wassel and Greenway Boulevard, which is just south of Pawnee and Broadway. Police believe the body had been there for a few days. The identity of the man and the cause of death were not immediately determined. Authorities have recovered the body of a Hutchinson man who went missing in a northern Colorado lake.
Steamboat Today reports 64-year-old Davis Bass of Hutchinson, Kansas, was with another man on the shore of Steamboat Lake trying to fix a problem with their boat's trolling motor Friday afternoon. Route County Coroner Rob Reich says, "We don't really know a lot about why he went down." Bass's body was recovered just after midnight early Saturday morning, and an autopsy is scheduled for Monday. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
There are several people are dead after a high-speed crash near the Texas-Mexico border. Fox's Jeff Paul reports the victims are believed to be illegal immigrants.
The Dimmit County Sheriff just spoke a little while ago, saying now a sixth person might have died and the number of casualties might only rise. He also says the driver was known to law enforcement and was seen just last week either scouting the area or looking for immigrants to smuggle. 14 people were incited when it crashed while U.S. Border Patrol agents pursued the SUV. They say the vehicle ran off the road and flipped over several times. 12 were ejected, 4 died on scene, and a fifth passed away on the way to the hospital. The sheriff says it's an extremely busy area for smuggling. More assets are needed, and that they have a real problem with illegal immigration that's showing no signs of slowing down.
The driver of that vehicle survived and is in custody. A strong earthquake knocked over walls and set off scattered fires around metropolitan Osaka in western Japan this morning, killing at least 3 people and injuring dozens. President Trump will meet with House Republicans ahead of votes on a pair of immigration bills.
The discussion this Tuesday will go over a GOP bill protecting undocumented kids from being deported. White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway says separating kids and parents is not the president's intent.
Nobody likes seeing babies ripped from their mother's arms.
But the president tweeted no GOP bill would get his signature without funding for a border wall. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff says that's not productive.
None of this can be resolved by angry tweets or by using these families as leverage.
Both on NBC's Meet the Press, Schiff says other issues sending people to the border need to be addressed. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A Sedgwick County commissioner accused of misspending more than $10,000 in campaign funds and trying to cover it up has asked a judge to dismiss his indictment.
A defense filing Friday in the case against Michael O'Donnell contends the U.S. government has needlessly interjected itself in matters traditionally reserved for state authorities. O'Donnell has pleaded not guilty to a 12-count indictment alleging wire fraud and money laundering. The motion says, quote, overzealous prosecution sometimes occurs when prosecutors throw a wide net on criminal corruption. It contends O'Donnell came to law enforcement's attention during an investigation of other higher-profile people. It argues investigators uncovered the alleged campaign finance violations and charged him instead of referring the matter to state officials. The U.S. Attorney's Office said it will review the motion and respond to the court. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS, Stephen 10 in the morning now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on a Monday.
And this morning, well, the traffic volumes are starting to pick up out there. Really, the only thing that you're going to want to watch out for, other than, you know, the big traffic slowdowns that we'll try and help you get around this morning, is The road construction we can tell you about right now. Last week, they narrowed the road construction on Kellogg eastbound around I-235 in the construction zone there. So that is, this will be the start of the second work week where they've had that narrowed. So watch out for a slowdown there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a warm start to the work week, it's going to be breezy this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 80s around lunchtime, 93 for the afternoon high. Partly cloudy overnight, our low 75, and a few isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, Tuesday, 91. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now partly cloudy, 77 degrees. We have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on your Monday morning with Steve and Ted. Today is Monday, June 18th, 2018. On this date, well, another warm and breezy day across Kansas. Sunday, Wichita's high temperature was 97 degrees. Normal high is 87. And on this date in 1983, astronaut Sally K. Ride became America's first woman in space as she and four colleagues blasted off aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger on a six-day mission. Sally K. Ride, once married to Steve Hawley from Salina, an astronaut from Salina. I was fortunate enough to work with Steve Hawley's brother, Jim, at KFH back in the early 80s. Fine people, good family. By the way, Sally Ride died in 2012, just a few years ago. But she was the first American woman going into space there. Some Nebraska schools may have students play a game next year that officials say may help disruptive students behave and can potentially prevent violence, drug abuse, and suicide.
Huh?
The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska Board of Education has approved spending $2.5 million of U.S. Justice Department grants to implement the Good Behavior Game in 30 schools. Supporters say the game has improved the classroom environment, but many are skeptical, calling it wishful thinking. The game requires teachers to divide students into competing teams. The best behaving team will be rewarded with prizes and privileges. Teams will be penalized for violating class rules. The state is partnering with the RAND Corporation to implement the game and sustain it on a large scale.
Somebody just scammed him out of a couple million dollars for inventing the quiet game.
Inventing babysitters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
Nebraska. Well, I think it's kind of silly. I mean,
kind
of. On the other hand, you've got kids coming to school that have no idea, apparently, how to behave. So you can just punish them all, throw them out of school, or try to work with them, I guess. I wonder how that works, though.
What's just abandoned the concept of learning.
Yeah.
We're just basically babysitters
well,
now.
Yeah, you got to get them in there and get their attention somehow, or you can get them to learn anything. Officials in eastern Idaho are investigating after finding a young male deer dead with a leash around its neck. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game says the deer was found on the south side of Pocatello. The agency had been trying to capture the deer after receiving reports in March of a young deer with a leash on its neck. Four attempts to dart the deer failed. Fish and Game says the leash caused the deer problems keeping up with its herd, and it became malnourished. So somebody's pet that grew up? Who would put a leash around a deer neck? All right, that's the mystery from Pocatello, Idaho. All right, it's 6:13 now, Steve and Ted. Of course, it's a big weekend for fathers everywhere and their families. Father's Day was Sunday yesterday. Anything happen with the Woodwards there with dear old Pat, your dad?
No, we had a nice gathering yesterday.
Did you?
And feasted.
Did you go outdoors? Did you do it in the backyard?
No. We stayed inside.
Stayed inside?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there was enough breeze late yesterday afternoon to keep us cool. I went to Derby to my son Scott's house for a little cookout down there. But most of the time we spent indoors.
Yeah, we headquartered inside.
Although there was
yesterday.
Breeze, it was still good and warm, good and toasty out.
We called in a to-go order from Angelo's Pizza and decided to stay in.
That sounds good. So nobody had to cook or anything, huh?
Nope.
Well, that's good.
Nope.
Fantastic.
It's good stuff.
Did your dad get any presents or anything, or just the company of his,
no,
his,
we got
his
a
family?
Present.
Okay. Well, good.
Yeah, I bought him a book called Something Wonderful, a new book about Rodgers and Hammerstein that just came out.
Wow.
Months ago.
That might be interesting. It would be to you.
Looked like it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Something Wonderful.
Something Wonderful. Okay.
I think the author, we had it on somebody. I heard it on KNSS. He was on one of our shows.
Was he?
I think, yeah.
All right. Sounds great. I'd like to hear more about that. How many musicals do you think they actually combined on?
How many did they do? Somewhere around 10, I think.
10? And almost every one of them a hit? Was that the way it worked?
Yeah, there were.
I mean, my gosh.
Course, yeah, you can name six or seven of them that were are still among the heavyweights of Broadway theater.
Yeah, yeah. That should be a good book.
Did you receive any gifts?
I bought myself a gift Friday. Shelly and I went to do a little shopping, just the two of us in the afternoon. Bought some clothes and got myself a book. I got Keith Hernandez's new book, biography, and I just paging through it. It looks like there's going to be some fun stuff in there. Because this guy played baseball for what, the Cardinals and the Padres, was it?
The Mets.
Yep. And of course, then he probably got even more famous when he appeared on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And had a part on there. I heard him talking.
Known for that. Yeah.
Heard him talking somewhere the other day. He was talking about an appearance where he thought, I'll be a snitch. I'll just walk on. I'll get a couple $1,000, whatever. I guess they sent him a script and he had about 4 pages of dialogue.
Yeah, because that was a.
I don't know how much of that made in the show, but.
That was a 2-part-long episode. That was.
So I'm gonna start on that after I get finished with my current book about the gangsters of the 30s and 40s or the 1930s.
Nothing from your children? You had to buy your own Father's Day gifts?
Saturday night we went out to eat with Stacy and her family. So a couple of meals. I mean, what the heck? We went to Stroud's Saturday night.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Our good friend Kevin was up there, and, we did all right. Oh, those kids, they like that family-style dining with the potatoes and the green beans and all that. So we had a great time Saturday night.
That sounds good.
Stacy took it. We took a couple of photos, put them on Facebook. Don't think I got a card from my wife. She gave me a card for Father's Day. But other than that, like I said, Saturday afternoon, we went out and kind of treated ourselves. Shelly got a couple of blouses, and I got a couple of shirts. So there you go. That's Father's Day, and I got another holiday coming up. We'll talk to you about that in a minute. Special day today for my wife and me. That's on the way. It's coming up on 6:18 with Steve and Ted, and let's go ahead and do Leadoff Sports this morning. Do you want to talk about the Royals? I'm getting to I love the Royals, but my gosh, they're not doing well. They're struggling.
They're scuffling.
Yeah.
And
doesn't
help when the Royals are taking on the hottest team in baseball.
Oh,
the
that
Houston
team is
Astros.
Good team.
Yeah, they sure are. They breezed into Kansas City and did what they're doing to everybody else, beating them. Astros keep finding ways to win. Royals, on the other side of things, Astros won their 11th straight game yesterday. The defending World Series champs finish off a dominant 10-0 road trip as they beat the Royals for the 3-game sweep, 7-4 yesterday. A game that you heard on KFH. Astros swept Texas. They swept Oakland. They swept Kansas City. All those games on the road, outscoring them by an average of 7-4. Guess what yesterday's final score was?
7-4.
7-4, yeah. Here's some of the action on the Astros radio network.
0-2. And that is smacked into right field. That's a base hit. Gurriel scores. Marisnik will be held at third. And the Astros have taken the lead 5-4. Evan Gattis, an RBI single, his third hit of the afternoon.
Late runs for the Astros win it. The Royals have now lost 6 in a row and 12 out of 13. And they still have only won 10 home games. They have only won 10 of their 36 home games this year. Off day today for the Royals, although the homestand will continue after today's off day. That's not an off day today, I'm sorry. The Rangers come in, yeah. Rangers come in for 3 as the homestand continues for the Royals. They're right back at it tonight. Royals-Rangers. Live coverage begins at 6:30 tonight. Game will start a little after 7:15. Listen to the Royals and the Rangers tonight on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball last night for the Wichita Wingnuts, finishing up a week in Texas, and they finished it up in style, a 3-1 win in Grand Prairie over the Texas Air Hogs yesterday afternoon on Father's Day. Wichita's second 3-game sweep over the Air Hogs in 2 tries this season, as the Wingnuts beat the bottom team in the league and sweep them out. Wichita finishes the Texas road trip with 6 out of 7 wins, and Wichita with that win and moving into third place in the South Division, 5.5 games back. It's an off day today for the Wingnuts. They'll travel back, and they'll back home for a homestand starting tomorrow. It's Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, coming up on 620 now with Steve and Ted. Fox News commentator Todd Starnes is on the way. Going to talk about the cake shop owner who was under attack for his faith, now apparently vindicated by the Supreme Court. Todd Starnes on the way, 620 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.